My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda discuss the Bahamas, photos, Facebook, and divorce. So listen and enjoy.
I go, do you want me to, she goes, do you want me to come with you or you would go alone? I go, I'm going for work. I wanted you to come, but it looks like it can't happen. What are you going to wear for the pictures today? She goes, one of my clothes, I guess.
One of my clothes.
Well, I go,
oh,
I didn't think you'd be naked. LOL. What outfit?
Huddle.
Surely you have thoughts about it. You know what you're going to fucking wear for this.
Yeah.
She goes, I have, but I would go through my stuff and get something really nice to wear. Well, what outfit are you leaning towards? Have a couple dresses I am thinking wearing. What colors? The date on the paper looks really small. I asked her for the date on the newspaper. Proof of life.
Right.
I go, okay, just take the picture with what you are wearing now. I'm going to tell you guys right now. She does take the picture and everything. And normally I would direct you guys to her Facebook page.
Yes.
I normally, like, if I knew this was a scammer, I would fucking tell everybody to go there.
Right, right.
By not telling everybody.
There's still a little doubt in your head, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I'm in February with this shit.
Right.
But at this point, there was a lot of doubt in my head.
Okay.
Still today, there's a lot of doubt in my head. And I posted that on Facebook.
Wow. Pretty much, yeah, yeah.
Pretty much. Today we had something. And again, I'm still confused.
Not sure.
Every step I take forward, I take another one back.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah. So because I am not sure.
Right.
I will not be giving out her Facebook page.
Okay.
I think that's the move.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. If I knew she was fake, her picture would already be up with the other scammers on the Davin's Den page.
And you guys could bombard her with bullshit. But
yeah, I mean, that's
really
what
we sure
did.
What's going on here.
Yeah, that's what we did, but not this time. Okay, just take the picture of what you're wearing now. Mix black and white. Like, I like my women. No, cool. Okay, I go, but I will take... She goes, but I will take the newspaper with today's date, too. I go, okay, just take it with what you are wearing. You're wearing a black and white dress. Correct, correct. I go, what's your daughter wearing? Oh, sorry, Kumia.
Creep.
I go, she goes, what are you going to do in the Bahamas? I go, as many women as possible.
That's funny.
I like that. So that what'd she think of that?
She goes, a pink top and blue jeans. I think that was an answer to the daughter.
Yeah, I think so, too. She answered.
She goes, very cute. She goes, so you were divorced now. Now, we have not addressed my divorce.
Because
when I fled, and she doesn't know where the fuck I am.
Right.
I was supposed to go to court.
Yes.
We've never really addressed that.
Ah.
So you are divorced now? I go, I don't know, to be honest. She goes, why is that? What did the court say? I go, I don't know. She goes, I guess you don't want to tell me. It's okay. I go, it isn't that at all. She goes, then what is it, hon? I go, I never went to court.
Oh.
She goes, you told me you did. I go, I never told you that. I did not tell you much of anything last Thursday. So tell me what happened. I go, well, after you told me, I was devastated. My whole world was upside down. I was at home staring at my gun again.
Oh, here we go.
And I really wanted to end it. Once again, I had put my trust in the wrong hands and my heart had been broken. I just wanted to stop the hurt. But I have a daughter, and though she might hate me, maybe one day she will not. So I got a taxi and went to the airport. Nobody knows where I am and that anything is not right, and I like it like that.
Mm.
So what does that mean for us? I go, what do you mean? She goes, are you still interested in me? I go, why are you asking me that? She goes, I have a feeling you are not. I go, why? She goes, I don't know. It's like you've changed. I go, how have I changed? She goes, I feel you don't care about me anymore. Don't know why I'm getting this feeling. I go, I don't know why either. I just invited you to paradise with me, stupid.
Can you stop there for a second?
I most certainly can, Joe.
I think with the divorce thing, this is kind of leaning to where there might be an emotional... I was talking to Mike, stupid.
Joe will flatulate himself.
Did you just say he'll flatulate himself?
Yes, I flatulate myself. I'm going to fart myself.
You fart all over yourself there, Joe.
I'm
going to
shit myself. I drank the Kahlua, but anyway. But
oops.
She is showing an emotional side where you mentioned that you did not get divorced yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going, all right, where are we going with this? She's giving you this whole, like, illusion of where are we going with this.
Right.
Which is more on the emotional side.
Floyd would be like, what about the money?
Yeah,
that's nice. Where's the cash?
Right away, yeah.
Let's go more, yeah. You know, you don't really see the emotional thing coming.
Right.
No.
I go, I don't know why. I go, I don't know why either. I just invited you to paradise with me. I go, fine, you got me. I have no feelings for you. I love to spend hours online talking to women that won't even engage in cyber lovemaking. It's a weird fetish I have. You got me. Feel better now?
Well, now that we've both come clean. Tell about the show.
Tune in. We want to build a Ghanaian audience.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
You're a star.
Oh, that's funny.
She goes, okay, then I guess you don't need the pictures anymore. I go, I was being sarcastic. What is wrong with you, five question marks? She goes, I don't know. I am doing all I can to prove you I am real and that I love you. And I feel you don't care. It's kind of sad for me, you know? I go, Belinda, if I did not care, I never would have continued talking with you. I am trying. You fucked up my life. Yet here I am still talking and hoping to trust and love you. Mm. She goes, okay, and I am sorry, but it will help you if you would be more open to me.
Hey, you won that one.
She goes, I go, hold on. You came out of nowhere saying I did not care about you. What was that all about? A bunch of question marks. She goes, you didn't want to tell me whether you were divorced or not.
Like I said before, the whole divorce thing.
She goes, and that's why I thought you didn't care anymore. I said, I do not know, and that is the truth. She goes, okay. I go, you still do not believe me. She goes, I do. I go, okay. Geez, you must be real because you drive me insane like every other woman I've ever cared for. LOL. Fucking pain in my ass. She goes, LOL, we're all having a good time. Ha ha. I go, I told you, I have a lot of messes to clean up. The truth is, I may be divorced. I may not be. I may still have a lot of money. I may be broke with no house. I just don't know.
How do you not know?
Because I didn't make it to court, Joe. I haven't spoken to anybody since I left
the country.
He got
on a plane and left. And
okay. All right. All
he's
right.
in a hidden place.
All right.
I go, will you still love me if I am broken homeless? It's okay if you will not. Just be honest.
Hello? Hello?
Is this the bad connection?
Hello?
Get the boss! Get
Hello?
The boss! Red alert! Red alert!
Hello?
Hello?
Ellipses.
Get that thing on! Prove to me that you love me or I'll send $5 million to your favorite charity. Are you the son of a Ghanaian or a daughter of a Ghanaian? I told you money is good but not everything, she says. I will still love you if you don't have anything. That's true. Honest. Okay, doll. I believe you. My life is a mess right now. I will start putting it back together soon. She goes, okay, hon, I will be here for you. I go, I'm kind of down in the dumps with all that I have to face. Can you send me one of your love poems? It might cheer me up.
No.
She goes, but okay, but after the pictures, because I am putting them together. I go, okay, doll. What do you mean putting them together? I thought you just had to borrow a camera and take them.
Yeah, Facebook takes time. Photoshop takes time.
It certainly does. I go, want to send you the nice one, she says. Some look really hard. I go, impossible. She goes, LOL, why? I go, because they all feature beautiful Belinda. She goes, thanks, hon. I go, just the truth. She goes, I know. That's what I fucking love about her. Fucking cocky bitch. I know. I go, cocky. Methinks I compliment you too much. Maybe I need to be less effusive with my praise. She goes, were you able to clear your head yesterday? Because remember, I went for a walk to clear my head.
Right.
I go, enough to invite you to paradise with me. She goes, that's nice to know. I go, I'm trying. Just a lot to deal with. I am guarded and will remain that way. I'm sorry. On the bright side, my ex is calling me all sorts of names because I won't send her money, LOL. And that's Flory I'm talking about.
Of course.
That's funny.
She goes, okay, is she really in trouble or is she making it up? I go, who knows? All I know
is... Why don't you look to the left and ask her?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.